Chapter 5, Cultural Consequences. So what are the implications to our culture of all of this that we're talking about? Orphans. We're going to have a lot of orphans because children are very resilient against the spike protein, which is in the vaccines. So very few children are going to die from these vaccines, but many of their parents will die because even if you're in your 20s or 30s, you can have fatal blood clots and be killed by the vaccines. So sadly, we're going to have a lot of abandoned children across the country, and this is going to put an incredible burden on counties and churches, orphanages, and many families to try to take care of the surviving children, the survivors of this Holocaust. You know, it's going to be as if a bomb wiped out a significant portion of all the parents across the country, leaving behind all these children. Now, some of these children will die as well because they're vaccinated and they haven't been raised in a healthy way, but there will be a lot of children who survive and are going to need to be cared for. So this is a side effect of all of this that very few people have thought about. Even though members of Congress are thrilled that they're making money owning stocks in Pfizer and Moderna and drug companies, they haven't thought about the millions of abandoned children who are going to need homes. How do we take care of those children? Because, well, the pharmaceuticals killed off their parents. So how much is that super stock worth now, Mr. Congressman, huh? Now that you have all these abandoned children to care for, see? So, you know, hence the evil of chasing stock profits at the expense of humanity. At the same time, there are so many children needing homes, there are also going to be a lot of pets, of course, whose owners are dead. So you're going to have a lot of dogs and cats needing new homes. Animal shelters are going to be overrun because the animals will outlive their owners if their owners were vaccinated. And it's going to be a very sad situation. So each of us who is a survivor here, we're going to have to do our best to help the children and the animals and try to ease human suffering, even though we're living in a world where the corporations and the governments are trying to mass murder everybody. So we can only do so much, right? We just do the best we can. But we're going to see a lot of pets. Now, the cultural implications of all this are going to hit families very hard as well. For a number of reasons, of course, you're going to have members of families die from the complications of the vaccine. So a lot of families will be hit hard by this, and they will lose people to, quote, cancer or neurological disorders or what have you, even though it's always the vaccine. You're going to see just accelerating die-off with every excuse under the sun. Oh, they died from Alzheimer's. Oh, they died from autoimmune encephalopathy, or who knows, just whatever. They're going to make up excuses, the medical establishment will, to try to say it's not the vaccines. Nevertheless, people are going to be dying off in huge numbers. And then other people are going to be injured and need care. So this is going to put a special burden on families because the unvaccinated survivors of all of this will be asked to care for the vaccinated who nearly committed vaccine suicide but are still alive and yet need a lot of assistance because of their new vaccine-induced handicap or disability, I guess, is the more common term today. So yes, they will have vaccine-induced disabilities. They won't be able to walk, they won't be able to function, won't be able to talk in some cases. You know, they won't be able to sleep well. They're going to need medical care. So at first, that burden is going to fall onto the families. But at some level, that burden is also going to fall on the medical establishment, which will already be in a state of accelerating collapse for reasons we've already talked about here. And don't expect the government to pitch in and cover any of these expenses. Because at some point, the government's going to have to admit that these are all vaccine injuries in order to say, well, we don't pay for vaccine injuries. You have to take your claims to the vaccine court. And we told you this was experimental medicine and you decided to take it. We didn't force you to take it. Trust me, this day is coming. They'll say, we didn't force you to take it. You took it yourself, which means you took the risk upon yourself, which means you deal with the consequences. You deal with the medical costs. And trust me, the health insurance companies will have to be granted immunity from vaccine injuries. Otherwise, they will all go bankrupt. And by the way, life insurance companies are already in an emergency crisis in terms of payouts on life policies. And that's going to accelerate. And many of these life insurance companies are desperately raising their rates right now to try to cover for what they know is coming, which is just a massive blowout of deaths of the insured because they took the vaccines. So those who took these vaccines are going to die in record numbers, as we know. And yet every institution out there, the government, health insurance companies, hospitals, and so on, will try to say, oh, it's not our fault. We're not going to cover your costs. You're going to have to cover the costs. It's all on you. So think about this, where the vaccine companies, they earned all the profits from selling the vaccines, you know, 10 bucks a vial or something, but that one vial might cause $10 million in injuries. And then the families and the victims have to pay for those injuries. So the corporations run away with all the profit. The victims have to bear the burden of all the costs. And the government protects the vaccine manufacturers. How's that for a fair world, huh? That's the world in which we're living right now. The government actually protects the criminals that carried out this heinous crime against humanity. How insane is that? But that's where we are. Now let's talk about the cultural philosophy and the shifts that are going to take place in this. Overall, the American culture is going to become a lot more conservative because, of course, not only are liberals dying off due to the vaccines, but also the necessary life skills to survive this will necessitate people becoming more conservative and more self-reliant for all the reasons that we've covered here in previous chapters. People will have to fend for themselves. They'll have to provide more of their own self-defense or community defense. They'll have to produce more of their own food. And they will have to be involved in local communities. There'll be a lot more homeschooling taking place. For example, more local barter instead of the big mega corporations controlling everything. And as societies become more local and smaller, they tend to become, of course, more conservative by nature because they're less centralized and it necessitates more self-reliance. So we're going to see a dramatic shift in the culture of America in the years ahead, over the next decade. And while America might seem to be headed towards the left right now because of how the left has taken over Hollywood and the schools and the media and big tech and so on, we are about at the end of that. We're reaching the last chapter of that aberration in history. From here forward, due to the mass die-off, things are going to move dramatically to the right. And this also includes the fact that people are going to become more interested in faith, in Bible teachings, and in God. Because think about it. The God they once believed in, the God of government or the God of Fauci and science or vaccines or the God of money or whatever they worshiped before, will be shattered. Their faith will be destroyed in those artificial systems. And when that happens, when your government has failed you and you lose your life savings because the currency fails you and you lose half your family because the healthcare system fails you, and you realize you can't trust doctors, and you can't trust senators, and you can't trust governors, who can you trust? Who do you turn to? And the answer for a large number of people is going to be turning to God. They're going to seek out answers from the Bible. They're going to pray to Jesus Christ. They're going to beg for forgiveness. And by the way, this is the cycle of the rise and fall of civilizations throughout both the Old Testament and the New Testament in the Bible. Happens over and over again. Civilizations turn away from God and then they collapse and or they get destroyed and then they beg for forgiveness and turn back to God and God bails them out and saves them and creates abundance yet again. And we're going to go through the exact same cycle here soon. It's the same thing. It's just history repeating itself. And this is all in addition to the fact that a lot of the people who took the vaccines are atheists or are Satan worshipers. And so as they die off, of course, they take their evil belief system with them. And who's left behind are those who tend to believe in God, which is interesting because it's kind of a reverse of the idea of who's left behind in the rapture. But this is not the rapture. This is just a global vaccine depopulation bioweapon. So in this case, being that it's not the rapture, those who are left behind are really the survivors, and those are going to be those who avoid the vaccine and who believe in God, whereas those who die are going to be the ones who took the vaccine. And recognize that even though they're gone, you know, they weren't raptured out of here. They're dead and sent to hell, by the way. So when I say left behind in this context, please understand, I'm not talking about the rapture. I'm just talking about surviving the vaccine bioweapon. So overall, going through all of this, the culture is going to become more local. It's going to become more personal. You will once again know your local farmer. You'll know the shopkeeper. You'll know the shoe repair person. Things are going to become more face-to-face. And that's in great contrast to the social isolation, the lockdowns, and the masks that have been pushed all these last few years under the, you know, the COVID pandemic. In addition, the culture is going to become more religious, more faith-based, and it's going to be a culture of people who have lost faith in the institutions that failed them, i.e. government, science, banking and finance, public education, even, you know, research and medicine, healthcare. Big tech, there's going to be a lot of shattered faith out there. People are going to be wondering what happened. Their whole worldview will be completely destroyed by the time we get through this because they thought science was going to save them. They thought big tech was going to save them through censorship. They thought government was going to save them if they just elected enough Democrats. They thought the banks would save them if they just printed more money and so on. All of these are huge lies, and these lies are going to shatter. And as they shatter, people are going to lose their minds. They're going to realize they've been living not just a lie, but multiple lies this entire time, and that their faith has been misplaced. And when that happens, there's going to be a culture shock across the entire world, not just America, but the entire world. And by the way, think about even Israel. So Israel is a nation that has largely turned away from God. The typical Israeli person wants nothing to do with God or the Bible or the Old Testament or even Judaism. A typical, especially a young Israeli person, is just as likely to be an atheist or a Satanist or a globalist as a young American. And so most of these people in Israel have taken the vaccines and they believed in the science, they believed in authority, and now they're finding that the vaccines don't work, and the hospitals are filled with vaccinated people, and the Omicron variant is infecting the vaccinated people. And what's actually going to happen is that Israel is going to be destroyed by the mass death of its own obedient people who took the biological weapon and committed vaccine suicide. And this is why I believe the Palestinians will move in and they will take over the land that was once Israel. And Iran may go to war with Israel. And, you know, you look at the whole mishmash of all the nations there, you know, Syria and Turkey and Iran and everything that's going on. It's a mess. But Israel is, Israel as a nation has committed suicide. Why? Because Israel turned from God. So this is kind of a biblical event. It's not quite Sodom and Gomorrah, but it's something similar. What happens when the Israelites turn from God? Well, you can read the Old Testament and you can find out what happens. God destroys that civilization, that current regime. And yes, the nation of Israel may rise again in some other place, some other land in the future, But as we've seen through the Old Testament, that every time Israel turns against God, or the Israeli people turn against God, they find themselves destroyed and homeless. That is happening again, or it's going to happen. It's now set in stone. It really cannot be reversed. And this interpretation, by the way, just to be clear, this is not in any way anti-Israel or anti-Semitic. I wish the Israeli people had not made this mistake. I wish they had followed the real science that said, boost your immune system, you know? I wish they had maintained belief in God, and God gave you this perfect immune system that can save you from all these so-called variants. But instead, the vast majority of the people of Israel, over 90%, they abandoned God, and they went in and worshiped the fake gods of science and medicine and government authority, and as a result, they will be destroyed. That's not anti-Semitic, that's cause and effect. That is biblical cause and effect. That's God's wrath unleashed upon our world. And by the way, much the same is going to happen with America, so I'm not singling out Israel. This is going to happen to Canada, this is going to happen to the United States, especially the blue states and cities. This is going to happen to many European nations. You know, this is going to happen to Australia, New Zealand, many other nations around the world. They're going to be destroyed. So the culture that you once knew, we will not be returning to that. You are now living in a whole new future, a different civilization than the one you grew up in. And it will never go back to the way it was. A whole new future, a different civilization than the one you grew up in. And it will never go back to the way it was.